The anti-Syrian March 14 alliance has handed Lebanese President Michel Suleiman a memo calling for certain steps in regards to Syria. Head of March 14's future parliamentary bloc, Fuad Sanyura, handed over this memo, which calls for the expulsion of the Syrian ambassador. The document also calls for deploying international forces on Lebanon's borders with Syria and freezing diplomatic ties. March 14 figures say this is in response to what they describe as the latest Syrian escalation on border areas.
If the government does not respond to our demands, then March 14 will send delegations to the Arab League and the UN to discuss the deployment of international troops on the border with Syria. Then this step could be implemented. We cannot allow the violation of our sovereignty from any side.
And while the Syrian army has recently targeted certain areas in Lebanese territory, Syria's ambassador to Lebanon says such action is a retaliation to armed elements who launch cross-border attacks on the Syrian military. The Syrian representative, along with Syria's allies in Lebanon, says that the armed elements are being provided with assistance from the March 14 alliance.
Members of March 14 are providing a safe haven for Salafists and other extremists to fight Syria. We also saw how Western and European delegations visited the borders areas. The government should be vigilant towards this matter and take the necessary measures. Once the government takes these measures, it will discover that Syria is right.
Members of this anti-Syrian political group have met with some of the most extreme anti-Assad politicians who have visited Lebanon. Among them are U.S. Senators Joseph Lieberman and John McCain, the strongest advocates in Washington for arming the opposition. France's Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius, whose country represents probably the most vocal anti-Syrian Western voice, also recently met March 14 members in Beirut. The enmity between Damascus and March 14 goes back to 2005, following the assassination of former Premier Rafik Hariri. At that time, this political group, along with Washington and Paris, pointed the finger at Damascus prior to any investigation, something which Syria strongly denounced. Now, regardless of all the accusations, what is certain is that the March 14 alliance would be very happy to see Assad go. Ali Risk, Press TV, Beirut.